朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。刚刚唱这首诗歌说求用我一生啊。
As we were singing the song, Oh Lord, I give you my life.
我想我们很多的时候，我们唱的时候自己也都很感动，愿意让主来用我们。
Oftentimes when we sing a song like this, we are so moved, we want the Lord to use our life.
可是很多的时候，我们里面也真的觉得自己何等不配把自己交给他。
But yet, on the other hand, we felt we're so unworthy to commit to him.
因为圣经里面讲到他是从粪堆中淤泥里面把我们提拔起来。
Because the scripture says that he lifted us out of the miry clay.
你想想看，从粪堆污泥里面拉出来的东西，谁想用？
So who will want to use someone out of the miry clay?
但是只有他这位伟大的救主，他能够洁净我们。
But only this great Savior, he is.
只有他能够真正的来改变我们，
Only he can change us.
然后把我们提升，让我们能够跟王子同坐。
And he lifts us up just like princes.
所以我们唱这首歌的时候，不要只是觉得有一个牺牲的感觉。
So when we sing the song, do not just feel that we're sacrificing.
更何况我们很多的时候唱，我们并没有真的把自己奉献啊。
Oftentimes when we sing, we don't really offer ourselves.
但是我们里面真是要觉得不配，就算主肯用，我们都觉得不配。
The Lord is willing to use us, we should still feel unworthy.
但是从另外一面来说，我们也常常说，把自己奉献给神，成为何用的器皿，是我们该做的事。
But yet, on the other hand, it is our duty and responsibility to offer ourselves to the Lord.
神用不用，神怎么用，神什么时候用，那是神的事情。
It's up to the Lord to see whether he will use it and how or when.
我想今天要来看以赛亚，就是一个很好的例子。
Today we're going to look at Isaiah, which is a very great.
在我们开始之前，我想我们也还是纪念很多弟兄姊妹都在外地，他们在服事，今天起码有20多个人在宣教工厂里面服事。
So before we start, we want to remember our brothers and sisters who are on the mission field. At least 20 of them there on the mission field.
我们都需要在祷告中纪念他们。
We need to remember them in our prayers.
不光保守他们出入平安，也让他们身心灵水土的适应各方面都能够很怎么讲？不要受到打岔啊
！So that they will have safety and also health, that nothing will be interrupted.
那上个礼拜我们讲 David 2的时候，我说我没有机会讲 David 3啊。
Last week we went through the second series on second message on David.
但是我们讲到大卫的时候，我们特别提醒弟兄姊妹，像大卫这么爱主的一个人，他都可能跌倒，而且跌倒得这么惨。
So when we talk about David, we want to remind ourselves, even a great hero like David, he could still fall like that, so bad.
不是让他成为我们软弱跌倒的一个借口。
So he cannot be an excuse or justification for our falling of sin.
反而是对我们是一个更大的警戒跟提醒。
But yet he could serve as a warning and reminder.
如果连大卫都会这样子跌倒，我们更是要小心。
If even David could sin like that and fall, then we ought to be very careful.
那第二个，从大卫的身上，我们看见他如何去处理他的失败和跌倒。
And also we can learn from David how he handled his failure and stumbling.
他能够那么真诚地在主面前悔改，而且把自己整个交在神的手中，让神来重建他。
对，我 sincerely confessed and repented, and then gave himself once again to the Lord for rebuilding.
让他在神的手中能够继续有用，而且能够 被神称为他是合神心意的人。
So that he could once again be useful in God's hands and be a man after God's own heart.
我们也特别提到，在我们人生的路上都会碰到很多很多的转折点。
We mentioned that throughout our lifetime we may encounter many turning points.
转得好，这是我们一生的祝福啊！整个人被提升。
If we turn well, it could be a blessing for a lifetime that our entire life will be blessed.
转不好，是我们是一个摧毁性的一个破坏跟一个亏损。
But if we do not turn well, it could be very destructive and detrimental.
所以，像碰到哥利亚人生的障碍、人生的这个仇敌困难，你看大卫靠着主这样子的得胜。
When encounter Goliath, that great giant and enemy, but yet.David was able to overcome by the Lord's help.
但是当他在服事上，在他这个 属灵的路上受到逼迫，扫罗这样子无情的追杀他，而且这么长期的受苦之后，他灰心了。
But after a long journey of being chased by Saul and then all the despairs, he became discouraged.
所以他整个蒙召的这个使命受到了极大的挑战。
Then his commission was greatly challenged.
他就跑到喜格拉安乐窝去休养去了，哈，不出来了。
He took a refuge in Ziklag and then he became complacent there.
因着神怜悯的介入，把喜格拉整个安乐窝给烧掉了，把大卫重新赶出来。
But yet by the intervention of God's mercy, the city of Ziklag was all burned down, so David came out again.
让这个人原来已经不寻求神的人，变成又恢复了凡事寻求神。
So for David who stopped inquiring of the Lord, started to seek the Lord once again.
让这个已经忘记了他神圣使命躲在安乐窝的大卫，重新被神摆在宝座上面，能够给神家带来极大的祝福。
So David who became complacent and once again,become alert and then got put on the throne and brought great blessing to God's kingdom.
那第三个就是我刚才讲的，大卫遇到他自己生命性情罪性的败坏的这个极大的挑战。
And then the third challenge we mentioned is the challenge of facing his own corrupt nature.
他跌倒了，而且跌倒得很惨。
He stumbled and stumbled badly.
但是他恢复得很完全。
But yet he was restored.To perfectly.
今天没有一个属灵伟人在圣经上，在教会历史上，你没看见过他失败的。
There was no spiritual giant throughout the Bible that we see who have never stumbled.
但是他们都在失败中认识了自己的软弱，而且对失败是用一个属灵的态度来处理它。
But yet through their failures, they get to know their weaknesses and they were able to handle and manage their failure in the spiritual way.
非常真实的面对自己的软弱，认罪悔改，让神来重建他。
So they would truthfully face their weaknesses and confess and repent and let the Lord rebuild.
那最后你看大卫到了晚年去数点百姓。
But yet, at his old age, David went to number the people.
所以盖恩夫人说骄傲是人最后死去的罪，其实他不会死的。
That's why Madame Guillaume says pride is the last sin to die, but actually it never dies.
你看他到了晚年的时候，他看到国家这么强盛，真的是很强盛啊。
Even at his old age, he looked at his great kingdom, it was indeed very strong.
你看在以色列历史的记载上，最强的时候是约书亚的时代，600,000 大军。
So actually throughout the history of Israelite, when they were the strongest, it was at the time of Joshua, they had 600,000 soldiers.
到了基甸的时代，要打仗，号召出来的也只有32,000个人。
At the time of Gideon, when they called out the soldiers, they only had 32,000.
Yeah.等到碰到扫罗面对非利士的时候，只剩下600个人跟着他。
When Saul was facing Philistines, only 600 men followed.
到了大卫的时候，整个国家突飞猛进了。
But yet at the time of David, the entire nation became strong.
所以大卫数点完的时候，光犹大就500,000，以色列800,000，加起来1,300,000大军。
So when David numbered the soldiers, only the Judah, from the tribe of Judah, there was 500,000, and all together in the kingdom, there was 800,000.
跟几十年前扫罗只剩下600个人，那简直是天壤之别。
This is a comparison like heaven and earth compared to the numbers that Saul had.
他的确给这个国家带来了极大的祝福。
Yes, he indeed has brought great blessing to the nation.
如果离开神不说，从人的角度来说，他的确有骄傲的本钱。
Yes, from man's perspective, yes, he deserves to be proud.
因为他尽心竭力，他爱国家，他爱百姓，他把整个国家带到最强。
Because he loved his nation, he loved his people, and he brought his kingdom to the strongest.
但是当他数点完百姓的时候，他心中就自责。
But yet after he numbered he counted his people, his heart felt rebuked.
神对敬畏他的人其实更严格，神就是管教他。
Actually, God is more strict toward those who really fear and love Him.
那这件事情提醒我们，在我们这一生的里面，我们都需要紧紧的来靠着主。
So this instance reminded us that throughout our lifetime, we ought to hold fast to the Lord.
仇敌借着肉体，借着罪，借着世界，借着各样的方法，他会回来来伤害我们，来破坏我们。
Because the enemy will come back to harm us and to destroy us through our sin, our corrupted nature, and through this world and temptations.
所以 我在说，在我们人生的路上，这样子的挑战，这样子的转折点会一再的出现。
So let me repeat, such turning points and then challenges will come back again and again in our lifetime.
转得好，我们就更往前跨一步。
If we turn well, then we will make an advancement.
转不好，它带来一个很可怕的亏损。
But if we do not turn well, then it will become a terrible loss.
那大卫让我们看见很多点他转得很好。
But yet, from David's life, we get to see that he turned well many times.
然后也在很多的事情上，他在当时的时候失败了。
So yes, in many events that he did fail.
他的软弱，他的悲情下品被神发出来了。
Yes, his corrupted nature got exposed by God.
但是他也马上再转回向神啊。
But yet he would immediately turn back to God.
所以我上礼拜念了那么多的经文，我真的希望弟兄姊妹，我们能够常常拿出来读。
So I hope that we will review often the scriptures we read last week.
好，让我们在我们自己软弱失败的里面，我们要有一个正确的态度。
So that whenever we fail and stumble, we ought to have a right attitude.
今天要讲以赛亚。
Today we're going to talk about Isaiah.
那因为我去年初已经跟弟兄姊妹讲过整卷以赛亚书。
So last year, the spring quarter, I have gone through the entire book of Isaiah.
那我希望弟兄姊妹，如果对我今天有一些部分没有办法讲到的，像例如说以赛亚，他有这么强的、强而有力的话语指示。
So there might be some points that I will not be able to cover. For example, his powerful word ministry.
我本来就想挑一些这个什么大家最喜欢的经文哈，大家读一读，那真的很过瘾哈。
So I was gonna pick some scriptures that we're very familiar with and we love, and those are so great.
哦，都几乎是只要是基督徒信主了一段时间，没有人不喜欢诗篇，没有人不喜欢以赛亚书的。
So for a Christian, after someone being Christian for a long time, most people will love to read Isaiah and Psalm.
想说怎么可能人的笔能够写得出这样子的话语来哈。
Which is marvel, how can someone write a beautiful thing like this?
那我们现在来看以赛亚的一个故事，我们很简单的要提一下，他这个人是从年轻他就是敬畏神的一个人。
So we will go over some parts of Isaiah's story. Since he was young, he feared the Lord.
大概在他二十来岁的时候。
So when he was in his twenties.
他的这个有人说是叔叔，有人说是他的堂兄哈，就是乌西亚王突然死掉了。
So King Uzziah suddenly died, and some says King Uzziah was his cousin or uncle.
所以以赛亚是一个长在王宫里面的贵族。
So actually, Isaiah had a noble birth, and he probably grew up in the palace.
他为着他的这位叔叔也好，或是堂兄也好，这个乌西亚王这么爱主，把国家带得强盛，他非常非常的高兴。
So he must be very delighted by his either uncle or cousin.King Uzziah, because he brought the nation to a strong point.
但是让他里面遗憾的一件事情。
But then one thing that's regretful.
就是乌西亚在他年老的时候，他也软弱失败了哈，他没有顺服神，所以长了大麻风。
So when King Uzziah at his old age, he became disobedient and then got leprosy.
然后没有多久他死了。
And soon after that he died.
所以以赛亚为着整个国家开始被乌西亚王带往复兴的这个路哈，看见教会不是教会，看见整个国家越来越复兴，越来越蒙福，他心里面非常的喜乐。
So when Isaiah witnessed that how King Uzziah make the nation strong and all the way, he must be very delighted.
而且他的妻子圣经上也小字说是吕先知，所以夫妻两个都是敬畏神爱主的人。
And the scripture also says that his wife was also a prophetess, so that both of them loved the Lord and served the Lord.
所以先是乌西亚的失败让他里面失望，然后乌西亚突然走了让他绝望。
Then, but yet, after King Uzziah stumbled, he must be disappointed, and then the sudden death of King Uzziah probably took away, removed all of his hope.
那就在这个背景，他二十多岁的时候，神突然宝座的异象向他开启。
So in such background, all of a sudden, the vision of the Lord's throne appeared to him.
然后神得着了这个器皿。
And the Lord laid hold of this vessel.
那这个器皿成为整个当时的犹大国一个极大的祝福。
And this vessel became a great blessing to the entire kingdom.
因为就在这个异象。他蒙召之后不久， 北国以色列国就亡国了。
Because soon after he was called by this vision, the North Kingdom got destroyed.
然后南国面临这个亚述大军几次的犯境，国家在非常危难的局面里面。
And the South Kingdom faced great challenges and danger from the kingdom of Assyria.
所以神兴起了以赛亚来帮助西西家王。
So actually, God raised up Isaiah to help King Hezekiah.
不光帮助西西家把国家带进了属灵的复兴。
Not only help King Hezekiah to bring the entire nation to a spiritual revival,
也安定了西西家和全国百姓的心，让他们靠着神，让亚述大军整个失败退却。
He also comforted and settled and pacified the hearts of King Hezekiah and brought the entire nation to victory.
所以我们再一次看见神，当神得到一个对的器皿的时候。
So once again, we get to see a case when God obtained a useful vessel.
他能够给神家给一个危难的局面带来一个多大的扭转和祝福。
So he was able to bring to a kingdom and also a critical situation a turning point.
所以我们就回到我们今年的主题，我们的祷告说：愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
Therefore, we go back to the theme of this year, and also that is our prayer.That may those who love the Lord like the rising of the sun in its strength.
我们希望有更多爱主的人被主兴起来。
We hope that more and more people who love the Lord will be raised up.
虽然我们带来祝福的程度，我们可以扭转的局面，当然可能跟这些以赛亚呀、大卫啦是不能比的哈。
Yes, the extent of our blessings for others and the influence cannot be compared to Isaiah or King David.
但是至少在我们可以影响的范围里面，我们要成为周围人的祝福。
But yet within our sphere of influence, we ought to become.Blessings for others.
我们的家庭，我们的同事，我们的小组，我们所在的教会，甚至我们所处的世代。
Our family, our co-workers, our church, our small group, even our generation.
好，那我们现在看以赛亚蒙召的故事，我们很快的看一下啊。
Now we will look at the story how Isaiah was called.
我们看以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
时间的关系我来读哈，你们中文的、英文的自己读自己的，好吧
？So Pastor, you will read for us.
你们愿意跟我一起读更好。当乌西亚王奔的那年，就是死的那一年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉佛侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，像充满了烟云。那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一撒拉佛飞到我跟前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从坛上取下来的，将炭沾我的口，说：看哪，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。他说：你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。要使这百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来便得医治。我就说：主啊，这要到几时为止呢？他说：直到城邑荒凉，无人居住，房屋空闲，无人，地土极其荒凉。好，我想这底下要讲的就是讲到他一直到他们整个国家亡国被掳。
So actually it will happen until the entire nation became captured.
然后耶和华要将人迁到远方等等，就是讲到他们至终他们要被掳。
So at the end, they went into exile.
那个，我想我们就先大概读到这里啊。
This is our scripture reading.
那在这里我们发现以赛亚看见这个异象的背景是在他非常失望、非常绝望的时候。
So the background of this vision appearance is when Isaiah was very discouraged.
但是神用天上宝座的异象来安慰他，来坚固他。
But yet the Lord comforted and strengthened him with the vision of heavenly throne.
地上可以充满了失败，充满了荒凉，但是在天上永远是荣耀的。
Yes, on earth we may see desolation, we may see failures, but in heaven is always glory.
就跟以西结书是一样的。
Just like in the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书一开始就讲到先知被掳到，已经被掳了哈，预言应验了，他们被掳到加巴鲁的河边。
So, in the beginning of the book of Ezekiel, we see that they were all being captured.
哦，他们失败到一个地步，成为王国奴，成为俘虏了。
They fell to a point that they became captivity in captivity.
但是却突然看见天开了。
And then, yeah, all of a sudden they see heaven open.
神让以西结看见，你们地上可以失败到这样子的地步，但是神所要的侍奉是怎样的侍奉
？But yet, the Lord showed Ezekiel, yes, a man may fail on earth to such a bad point, but yet.God is showing him what kind of service that God.
有点像我们诗歌32首说的，一代兴起，一代过去，但是他的宝座永远不改变。
Just like a song says, the generations may come and pass away, but then yet his throne remains the same.
啊，所以我们在这里看见这个意象里面有三件事情，我们注意很快的注意一下。
So let's pay attention to three things about this vision.
第一个。
First,
这个整个意象的记载里面讲到以赛亚面对的神荣耀的显现跟光照。
So, Isaiah faced God's enlightenment and then God's appearance.
他在那里说，他说祸灾我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
He says, woe to me, for I am undone because I'm a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
好，那我就问弟兄姊妹，刚刚读过的经文告诉我们，为什么先知会有这个呼喊，说我灭亡呢
？So let me ask you a question. Why would the prophet says, "Woe to me, for I'm undone"?
好，听说你们 worship team 昨天正好读这一篇，是吧？那你们是读了什么？
So I heard the worship team just read about this. What did you read?
神是可以敬畏的。
So God is to be feared.
什么原因让他说祸灾我灭亡了
？So why would he say that woe to me, I'm undone?
因为看见的不能看见的神。
Because he saw the invisible God.
你看先知说祸灾我灭亡了，底下他就讲因为，对不对？
Right, the prophet actually says, "Woe to me, for I'm undone." And then he continues that because.
他讲了因为底下第一个原因，然后又因第二个原因。
So he actually said two reasons, because of this and because of that.
所以他为什么会有这个呼喊说我灭亡呢
？So why did he cry out that woe to me, I'm undone?
第一个，他看见自己的败坏和污秽。
Because first he saw his corruption and his filth.
第二个，他看见大君王万军之耶和华的圣洁和荣耀。
And then he saw the holiness and the glory of the King of hosts.
所以我们常常说一个人路走不好。
So oftentimes we say that if we don't walk this path well,
生命长进的不好
or we don't grow well,
有两个很关键的原因，一个就是不够认识自己，一个就是不真的认识神。
There are two major reasons. One is that we do not know about ourselves enough, and the other is we do not know about God enough.
所以每一次我们软弱失败的时候，我们都很 surprised， 说哎呀，我怎么会这样
？So every time when we stumble, oftentimes we are surprised. How can I do something like this?
其实神从来不 surprise， 因为他早就知道我们是这样。
But actually, God's never surprised because He always knew who we are.
那我们就一次又一次、一次又一次的 surprise， 直到有一天我们不再 surprise， 跟神说：“主啊，我真的照我本相，无善足成。”
Until we keep getting surprised by ourselves once again, again and again, until one day we confess, we're not surprised anymore. We say, "There's nothing good within me."
我们真正能够像保罗说：“我也知道，就是在我肉体中，在我里头，在我肉体。”其中毫无良善。
So that we too can agree with Paul, who says that I know that there's nothing good within me.
因为很多的时候，我们都觉得我们还好，只是什么不好。
Because oftentimes we think we're okay, only except so such and such.
啊，我虽然黑，但是还是秀美。
Even though I'm black, but I'm actually pretty.
这是我们对自己不肯放弃、不肯失望的地方。
That's why we will never give up.We will never get discouraged.
直到有一天我们真正蒙光照的时候
，Until one day we are exposed under God's light.
哎呀，我们看见我们全身是污秽，里外是污秽，我们在主的面前会发出这样子的认识和呼喊。
So we see our filth inside out, then we will cry out to the Lord.
从我们里面出来的常常都是 不经看的，更没办法被神光照的。
Because what comes out of us oftentimes cannot even be examined.
然后以赛亚给我们一个很好的榜样。
But yet Isaiah gave us a good example.
当一个人真正蒙光照的时候
，When someone really sees the light.
他是先看到自己的污秽，还是先看到别人的污秽
？So, whose filth does he see first? His himself or other people?
大家都知道标准答案是几的，对不对？
We all know the right answer.
你可不可以想象，就是你如果傍晚天黑了，你接近一个房子，里面点的灯里面有人，然后你在外面院子黑暗的地方。
Imagine in the evening when it's dark outside and you approach a house where there was light in the house.
你是看他清楚呢，还是看自己清楚？
Do you see them more clearly or they see you more clearly?
你当然是看他比较清楚。
Of course, you can see them more clearly.
因为你在黑暗中。
Because you are in the darkness.
所以那种天天看见别人身上有问题，有这个定罪别人的，其实常常不小心是自己在黑暗里。
So those who often condemn others and accuse others, actually they themselves probably are in the darkness.
所以你看到里面，以赛亚说，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，如果把这个顺序倒过来的话，味道就不一样了。
So actually, what Isaiah says is that I'm a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. But if he reverse the order, it will sound very different.
或哉我灭亡呢？因为我住在都是嘴唇不洁的民中，以至于我嘴唇也不洁。
What if he says, "Woe to me, I'm undone, because I live among people with unclean lips. Therefore, I become a man of unclean lips."
应该很多人都笑了。所以我们很多时候会说：“哎呀，我软弱，因为。”教会很软弱。
And so you will laugh because a lot of people will say, "I'm weak because our church is weak."
哎呀，我属灵不追求，因为我同伴都不追求。
I do not pursue the Lord because my friends do not pursue the Lord.
你有没有发现，很容易我们就会这样子？我生气是因为他们惹我生气。
So we often just blame on others. I get angry because they make me angry.
但是你发现，当真一个人真蒙光照的时候，他永远先看见自己的败坏。
But if a person truly sees the light, he always sees his wrongs and his shortcomings first.
第二件事情，因为他真正看见了神。
Then he really sees the Lord.
所以他在这里承认自己，他甚至不光承认自己只是有软弱有败坏，他说祸灾我灭亡了。
So not only that he confessed he was weak, he confessed of his sin, he even says that woe to me for I'm undone.
我刚刚已经说过，以赛亚是从年轻就很敬虔的一个人。
So actually I just mentioned that Isaiah has been a godly man since his youth.
你看他娶的太太居然是女先知，你犯什么错我都知道。
He even married a prophetess that she will correct all of his wrongdoings.
对不对？属灵人参透万事嘛。
Because she must be very spiritual and she has discernment of all of his shortcomings.
但是当他真见到光的时候，并不是因为他有什么大罪在身，他仍然说祸灾我灭亡。
So I'm sure he did not commit a great sin or anything, but yet he still says, "Woe to me, for I'm undone."
因为没有一个人遇见这位圣洁荣耀的主，他不会承认自己是个大罪人。你再好的人碰到主，你都会承认自己是个罪人。
There's no one who will, after meeting the holy and glorious Lord, will not confess that they are sinners.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看见神要用一个人的时候，神要叫这个人真正的降服在他面前。
So we see that before the Lord wants to use someone, he needs the person to be completely surrendered.
看见自己的不洁不配，而能够真正的柔软，真正的谦卑在神的面前。
So that this person will see that he was unclean and he's weak and then will completely surrender and submit.
但是另外一方面又看见他所信的神是这么伟大，高高坐在宝座上，圣洁荣耀的神。
And yet on the other hand, this person will see that the Lord that he believes is so holy and sitting on the throne above.
所以三次讲到圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Therefore he says three times, holy, holy, holy.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
当他面对神的呼召的时候。
When he faced the calling from God.
他的反应是全然献上，任主使用。
His reaction is complete consecration and let the willing to be used by the Lord.
刚刚面对神的光照的时候，他是深觉不配，然后甘被洁净。
When he faced God's lights, he felt so unworthy and was willing to be cleansed by God.
当他面对神的呼召的时候，他是把自己全然献上。 然后认主来使用。
But when he faced God's calling, he completely consecrated himself to the Lord and let the Lord use him.
我想奉献自己的道，奉献自己的诗歌，奉献自己的经文，我们都唱很多，听很多，看很多。
We have seen, we have heard, we have said a lot of scriptures or sing songs about consecrating ourselves.
所以我曾经引用利托森弟兄的一句话，他说：“当一个圣徒没有过奉献关都没过的话，他属灵的道路都还没开始呢。”
I often quote Brother Watchman Nee: If a Christian has not completely consecrated himself, his spiritual journey has not yet started.
奉献观不是可有可无的，是绝对不可少的。
Complete consecration is not optional, it's necessary.
不然不可能在主的路上真正往前去的。
Otherwise, we can never make progress on this faith journey.
虽然我们奉献的程度、深度跟这个怎么说它那个。这个彻底的成方面哈，会进步的。
Yes, we might there's still room to grow in terms of our consecration in the absoluteness and also extent.
那我就不晓得，就着大家信主的年日到现在的经验，你觉得在奉献的这件事情上最难的是什么？我说的还不是金钱哈，我是指我们整个人奉献给主，愿意为主活。
According to your own journey, what is the most difficult point? In the area of consecration, I'm not talking about money.
你们觉得困难在哪里？
What is the most difficult thing?
甘心啊，甘心奉献不容易，对对，
yes,
很好。
It is hard.
就是很多时候舍不得哈，还是舍不得。那奉献有时候哭哭啼啼的上祭坛哈。
Sometimes we walk up the altar crying because we're not really willing.
我跟你们讲过，我们在新西兰去一个弟兄家，他家自己开农场，他说他。弟兄姊妹多的时候，他们就杀羊，大家一起烤羊肉吃哈，或是有时候杀猪哈。
I mentioned to you when we went to New Zealand, we met a brother who had a farm. So then, oftentimes when he has guests, he would slaughter one of his animals, even a pig or a lamb, to entertain his guests.
你要杀猪跟杀羊完全不一样。
And he says the reactions from the pigs or lambs are very different.
那个猪尖叫惨叫，基里外都听得到，羊就默默无声，任你宰割。
Pigs would scream and then screech and people far away can hear it, but a lamb would be very quiet.
他说杀山羊跟杀绵羊也不一样。
And then, A goat is also different from a lamb.
山羊会拳打脚踢，绵羊就是安安静静的任你杀。
A goat will struggle and will fight back.
所以我们奉献第一个困难，第一个困难是我们很舍不得，有时候不甘心啊。
So when we offer ourselves, the first thing is usually we're not very willing.
那第二个很大的挑战就是我们常常不能持久，是间断性的。
And the second challenge is that our consecration sometimes does not last.
差不多是在特会的时候最高昂。
So usually our heart to offer reaches the highest at conferences or retreats.
所以我去香港这么多年暑假服侍他们，我听说有少数的年轻人已经不愿意来聚会了哈。
I've been to Hong Kong to lead conferences many years, and I've heard some young people that are not willing to come to conferences.
他们说从特会回来的时候都是兴奋的、高兴的，爱主爱的两三个月又垮了。
Because they say that after they come back from conferences, they will be so excited, they will love the Lord wholeheartedly for 2 or 3 months.
有人爱五六个月啊，有人爱七八个月，那很少人爱到明年退休会了，是吧？
Some passion will last for 5 or 6 months or 7 or 8 months, but hardly any will last until the next conference.
所以他们试了几年以后就放弃了，说不要来了。
So after trying for several years, they gave up and say, "I'm not going to go anymore."
这个上了仇敌的诡计了哈。
So actually, they fall into the trap of the enemy.
但是他也讲到一件事情，就是我们的奉献一个很大的挑战就是时间的考验。
But they also mentioned that our consecration will go through the test of time.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在。活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。